Yen risk, the vanishing treasury premium, and a trade war countdown. S&P futures sat at roughly 7,762 on Friday morning, essentially flat, up approximately 0.09%, reflecting a market in wait-and-see posture ahead of what analysts expect to be a consequential September. The macro backdrop carries multiple pressure points. JP Morgan has flagged $103 billion in yen short positions that become vulnerable to forced unwinding if dollar-yen falls below 155. Yen carry trades, borrowing in low-interest rate yen to invest in higher-yielding assets, have been a structural feature of global markets for years, and when they unwind, they do so rapidly and across asset classes simultaneously as the same pool of capital exits everywhere at once. A version of this dynamic played out in August 2024. Federal Reserve Governor Waller's statement that the U.S. Treasury safety premium has vanished may be the most consequential financial observation of the week, receiving less attention than it deserves. The safety premium is the price investors pay to hold U.S. Treasury bonds on the specific basis that they are the safest asset on earth. If that premium has eroded, investors are no longer treating treasuries as categorically different from other high-quality sovereign debt, a structural shift with significant implications for U.S. borrowing costs and the dollar's global reserve status. Canada's retaliatory tariffs on more than 700 American products take effect Monday, September 8. Prime Minister Mark Carney is simultaneously signaling readiness for a U.S. trade deal and preparing to impose those tariffs, a negotiating posture designed to project strength while keeping the door open. Trump has warned that Canada's economy will collapse, the maximum pressure countersignal. Neither side has shown flexibility, making September 8 the near-term flashpoint for markets. Chevron announced a $7 billion expansion in Venezuela, but analysts at UBS and Citi say the deal will not affect U.S. oil prices for years, citing degraded Venezuelan infrastructure, political risk, and the time required to ramp production even under favorable conditions. Meta shares surged after the company's AI chief claimed parity with Anthropic and OpenAI using the Muse Spark 1.3 benchmark, though the claim awaits independent verification, a pattern in which markets reward AI capability announcements before they are confirmed. Goldman Sachs's warning about compute oversupply and Meta's parity claims sit in direct tension. If AI model capabilities are genuinely converging, the competitive moat for any single player narrows, and the infrastructure build-out already committed becomes harder to justify economically.